KE4ZYK. I don't know if you guys ever frequented or lived by Mount Clements, but the downtown Mount Clements had the Kresge store. I have a toy, if you want to call it, whatever things I bought. When I was like in grade school, I'm talking about maybe fifth grade, I don't know. I bought some plastic molded army men, and I bought several of them. They were like German, Japanese, American, and all in different positions of shooting a gun or whatever, you know, laying down, standing up, all this stuff. I bought a bunch of those, a handful of them. And when my dad passed away, my sister found a box of those at his house, my old house, and gave them back to me. So I have something I bought when I was probably about 5 or 6 going to Kresge's, downtown Mount Clements. And they had all this stuff, toys and stuff you go in and buy stuff. I think I paid like maybe $1 a piece. I don't even know if anybody would buy those or pay anything for them for a collector item. But, you know, it's not something they even make anymore. It's just amazing what she gave them to me. She said, "These must be yours." I said, "Yeah, they were mine. I couldn't believe they were still there."
Yeah, the only Kresge's I recall on a normal basis was the one in Eastgate Mall in Roseville on Gratiot between Fraysville and 11 Mile. But, Tim, you're talking about drive-ins. Yeah, we had a big boy at 14 in Gratiot that had the car hops as well. But you're talking about A&W, okay? I don't know how far you got over to the east side, but on Jefferson Avenue along the lakeshore at Ballard, near where the Lance Cruz people do the testing there, there's an old A&W that's been, let's just say, revamped and somewhat modernized. It's called Eddie's Drive-In, and it's like a 50s-type place. And they still have car hop service. And in the summertime, that place is packed on Thursdays and Friday nights. It's still right there. It's on the corner of Ballard and Jefferson. Ballard's the street where the Lance Cruz, whatever they have there, the ARC, and they do the testing there and so on and so forth. There used to also be a small hospital on Ballard that's been taken out. I can't remember the name of it, but I did go there once for some stitches. I had to get in a finger due to an incident. It was the closest hospital that I could get to other than going down to